This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Royal Bank of Scotland agreed to pay $5.5 billion to the Federal Housing Finance Agency to settle a probe into its sale of toxic mortgage-backed securities in the run-up to the financial crisis. Brazil's Senate approved a set of controversial labor reforms that will strip workers of unemployment insurance, extend working hours, and reduce vacation time. The reforms, which are one of the pillars of President Michael Temer's government, require Temer's signature to become law. New version of the Senate health care Republicans' bill to reform Obamacare made some slight changes, but immediately picked up two no votes from a conservative and a moderate and seems to already be imperiled on a number of issues. Independent Congressional Budget Office cast President Trump's inaugural budget as overly optimistic, expressing doubt about his promises to balance the federal budget. The budget projected that by 2027, the economy would achieve a small budget surplus, but according to the budget office, the deficit remained at $720 billion, or 2.6% of gross domestic product. Experts are saying that the frequency of airline apologies these days is rooted in hopes that quick "we're sorry" responses will leave customers feeling they are honored enough to not sue the airlines. An investment group led by a local businessman and the Chicago Federation of Labor announced that it had acquired the Chicago Sun-Times, stymieing a bid by the newspaper publisher Tronc, which owns the Chicago Tribune and is chairman, a former majority owner of the Sun-Times. Minnesota judges rescinded a $31 million deal between Universal and the estate of music star Prince, meaning the process will have to start over again. U.S. District Judge in Hawaii ruled that the list of family relationships required for travel into the country on Trump's Muslim travel ban should be expanded to include grandparents, grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and other relatives. Interior Department announced that the 195,000-acre Hanford Reach National Monument in South Central Washington and the 460,000-acre Craters of the Moon National Monument in Southern Idaho are no longer under review as part of President Trump's order that more than two dozen monument designations be reconsidered. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.